To the letter of Paul the Apostle to the Hebrews chapter 4, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And the subject before us this evening is Christ, our great high priest. Christ, our great high priest. And I feel led this evening to consider these verses more in a devotional manner for spiritual encouragement. There are times when we so much need the comfort and the consolation and the truth of God to come to us and to minister to our souls. And this evening we have an assured reason to hold fast to our profession and to come boldly to the throne of grace. Because there, at the throne of grace, is a great high priest at the Father's right hand, Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, the perfect man, in his glorified body, yet still showing his wounded side and his pierced hands and his pierced feet. The hymn writer says, see where before the throne he stands and pours the all-prevailing prayer, points to his side and lifts his hands and shows that I am graven there. Our Saviour, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has the evidence of Calvary as we speak upon his glorified body in heaven. And here we are reminded that he's not only the great high priest, but he's Jesus, the Son of God. He's in glory. He's equally God with the Father and the Spirit. So our great high priest is none other than God, the Son of God. Our high priest is truly great. He is the Son of God, Jesus, the God-man, Jesus, the Son of God in glory. And he is able then to save unto the uttermost this evening. And he's able to intercede this evening for all conditions of the soul. There is no condition here this evening whereupon our Saviour is not able to cope with, not able to minister to. He is our great high priest, and he's seated at the Father's right hand, and he presents us before him as we trust in him as perfect, and he presents our petitions perfectly before God the Father. And he does so feelingly. He does so wholeheartedly. He does so with understanding. He does so with compassion. He does so in such a supportive manner. And he beckons us to the Father with a loving heart to do us good in his precious name, to obtain mercy. This is what it tells us. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, because we have this glorious great high priest in heaven above speaking on our behalf. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace in prayer, that we might obtain mercy. God's mercy and God's grace. Mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God's mercy, that God will not deal with us according to our iniquities, which are many, but according to his abundant mercy, that God will give us sustaining grace for each day according to our need, because he is the God of all grace. And so these verses here this evening are what are described as the crown jewels of God for encouragement in prayer. They provide God-given assurance to seek us to come to Him this evening, for believers to continue to come to Him this evening. This is God's assurance for us, centered in the person and work of Jesus, the Son of God, who is passed into the heavens. Let us then have confidence this evening in our great high priest, our intercessor in heaven. As the hymn writer said, "He who for men there surety stood and poured on earth his precious blood pursues in heaven his mighty plan, the Saviour and the friend of man." The Saviour and the friend of man, the friend of sinners. Isn't that amazing? Now, as we consider this great high priest, I just this evening want to bring a few devotional thoughts before to your mind to try and magnify in our minds the wonder of this great high priest who has passed into the heavens. And the first point I would bring to you this evening is that he is a competent intercessor. Christ is a skillful intercessor. He knows God and he knows us perfectly. Thus he can plead for us in accordance with both God's law, God's requirements, and God's nature, and our needs. And he is the one that can bring this all together in reconciliation. And he can plead for us in harmony with God's will and God's word. And our high priest, our great high priest, needs no advisors. He doesn't have any counselors around him. He doesn't have any people that say, "Well, I've got a bit of an issue here. This particular person's come to me in prayer and it's such a difficult case. I need a bit of advice on this issue." No, he needs no advisors. He is infinite in knowledge of both God and man. And he has the experience. He has the knowledge. He has the wisdom, friends, to speak on our behalf. And we can be sure that our competent intercessor always has our best interest at heart. And the sinful part of our petitions are cleansed in Jesus Christ. The lack of wisdom in our prayers are made wise by this great intercessor. The ignorance in our prayers are corrected by this great intercessor. And these petitions that are presented to the Father in heaven have been filtered through Christ, our intercessor. And so he presents our prayers perfectly before God the Father. They're perfectly edited and are pleasing unto God. They're like pure filtered water. He is the competent intercessor. And secondly, he is the pure intercessor. His intercession is marked by the perfect standard of his righteousness. There is no deviation from the truth or from the will of God or from the word of God with our pure intercessor. And his intercession being pure is always pleasing to God the Father. So we can be sure that as we pray to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that our petitions are heard by the Father, but they're pleasing to the Father as they come through our glorious intercessor, Jesus Christ. And so as they are pure and in accordance with his Father's will, no plea of Christ on our behalf is rejected. Jesus, the Son of God, provides for us then this pure access as he intercedes for us as our righteous advocate. And as the hymn writer said, "Before the throne of God above, I have a strong, a perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, who ever lives and pleads for me." Isn't that wonderful this evening, dear friends? Do you think about this, dear friends? He is the prompt intercessor. There are no prayers left unattended, forgotten. They're diligently dealt with purely and efficiently. And he intercedes to ensure all our prayers not only accord with God's will, but also according to his timing. So it is according to the divine timing of God that we have grace to help in time of need. This is what our text says. As we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest, We can come boldly that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God's perfect timing. Indeed, there are actually times when the Lord Jesus Christ is not only our prompt intercessor, he is actually our proactive intercessor. And this is an amazing thought. You know, Peter said, when Jesus spoke to Peter, he said, "Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired that he might sift thee as wheat, but I have prayed for thee, Peter, that thy faith fail not." And that was before Peter fell. And Jesus was saying to Peter, "Now look, Peter, I know the future. I know what's going to happen. And as your intercessor, I'm already pleading for you, Peter. I'm already praying for you, Peter." And Peter responded at that time, you know, "Oh, you know, I'll never deny you, Lord." But God knew. The great high priest knew. The Savior knew. And in his mercy and in his love, he prayed for Peter proactively. And that's something we don't realize, that the Lord Jesus is going before us. He sees the future. He knows what the future is for us. And he's already praying. He's already praying. He's already proactively praying before the Father on our behalf. He is the prompt, the proactive intercessor. But he is also the compassionate intercessor. As the Son of God, he receives thousands upon thousands of prayers constantly to present to the Father. And as God, he is able to do this. It's beyond our comprehension, but he is able to do this. And each one is understood. And beyond our comprehension, he enters into each prayer of his people with feeling. We don't have an high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. We have an high priest who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He enters into our prayers. The psalmist described it like this. He said, "Oh, the Lord has put all my tears in his bottle." All my tears in his bottle. That's another way of describing that we have a feeling God. That is a God that understands where we're coming from. We might say, this great high priest sits where we sit. He understands where we're coming from. He understands about the assaults of the enemy, the temptations, the opposition, the oppression, the hindrances, the weaknesses that we fear. And sometimes we feel so ashamed of our petitions, we cannot phrase our sentences aright. And we maybe listen to people who are so gifted in phraseology, and they can present even public prayers so beautifully, and we enter into these prayers and we so enjoy listening to them. And then when we pray, we struggle sometimes and sigh and we wonder. And yet, do you not know the secret of prayer? Do you not know the secret of prayer? Thomas Watson got it just right. And this is what he said. The Puritan. "Prayer as it comes from the believer is often weak and sometimes languid. But when the arrow of a saint's prayer is put in the bow of Christ's intercession, it pierces the throne of grace." Now we sometimes feel our prayers are so weak and so languid. Sometimes they're just a sigh. But you see, when that prayer gets into the bow, that arrow of our prayer, however weak it is, gets into the bow of Christ, it pierces the throne of grace. The power is in Christ. The intercession in Christ. That's the whole secret of prayer. As we pray to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the secret of prayer, the power of prayer is not in us, because we are weak. The power of prayer is in Jesus Christ, a great high priest in heaven above. And he is the compassionate intercessor, and he takes our feeble prayers, the "Lord help me's" in our prayers, and he takes them and he puts them in his bow, as it were, and it pierces the throne of grace. Oh, we come into the very epicenter of the throne of grace, to the Heavenly Father. But he's not only the compassionate intercessor, he is the earnest intercessor. There's nothing mechanical and lifeless about the intercession of Jesus, the Son of God, because he has to take our lifeless prayers sometimes. He has to take our feeble prayers, and as it were, he has to put life in them. He presents his our petitions on our behalf with warmth and with fervor to God the Father. He is sincerely for us. And if God be for us, earnestly, the Son of God, who can be against us? Oh, we so much need the power of the Holy Spirit within our lives to take our petitions up to the throne of grace, weak as they are. The Spirit intercedes as well within our own lives, and he, in compassion and as a holy comforter from heaven above, takes our petitions, and they ascend up to the throne of grace, where the intercessor is in heaven, Jesus Christ, and he takes those prayers and he intercedes for us, and he does so earnestly. He makes our case his own. He makes our case as his own, and he intercedes as one with us, Emmanuel, God with us and for us, as our friendly advocate. And we have an example of one of his earnest prayers on behalf of his people in the Gospel of John. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Oh, the heartfelt, earnest prayer. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. Oh, friends, what an earnest prayer is that. What an intercessor we have. But he's also the authoritative intercessor. He has been licensed and authorized by God to obtain mercy for his own and grace to help. And as the great high priest, we read he has been set upon the holy hill of Zion as the representative of the church. I have set my son, I have set him on my holy hill of Zion. And he has been commissioned by God and has the government of the church upon his shoulders. And he intercedes with God-given authority, and he knows the mind of God. And as the authoritative intercessor, he has the ear of God. And Spurgeon once said, the goal of prayer is the ear of God. And he is the unique intercessor, because he and he alone has the ear of the Father in the throne room of heaven. The intercession, as I said, of the Holy Spirit within the person, enabling true and living prayer, is working within us. But the intercession of Jesus, the Son of God, is before the Father. The Spirit works within us, and the Jesus, the Son of God, is interceding before the Father. Now, you are aware that the Roman Catholic Church teaches that Mary intercedes for us, and the saints also. But we're not taught this in Scripture. We're taught that there's just one person, this great high priest, who is uniquely called and has the authority and is able to intercede for us in heaven. He alone atones for sin. He alone obtains all the graces of the covenant from the Father to bestow on his people. The covenant of grace, the covenant of promise to those that trust in him by the Holy Spirit. Oh, the intercession of Jesus, the Son of God, is something so wonderful. He's unique. But he is also the prevailing intercessor. He prevails over all your doubts and fears. He prevails over all Satan's insinuations and assaults. He's got the victory over the principalities and the powers. And so when Satan comes to you and fills you with doubts and unbelief and fear and insinuations and assaults, and you wonder you're struggling like walking through treacle, you seek the Lord in prayer, and your wonderful high priest in heaven will prevail for you. Nothing can stop him in his mission of intercession. on behalf of his people as the Savior and Lord. What does he say in his word? Paul reminds us, who is he that condemneth? Does Satan condemn you? Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession. Oh, Christ will prevail. He's died for you. He's risen again, and he's even at the right hand of God. And he's not only worked out the wonderful way of salvation at Calvary, he's ever living also to make intercession for us. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. You might feel to be in the uttermost condition this evening. Well, Jesus intercedes for such. He saves such. He is able. Do you believe that this evening? The case in your condition this evening may be so complicated in your mind, so confusing, that you don't understand it at all. And you wonder where the scene will end. So what to do? Well, come to this glorious high priest in heaven above. He is able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God the Father by him. He's able to take your case and your condition, and he's able to save you. He's able to stop you from sinking unto the uttermost. He ever liveth. That's what he's in heaven for now, to make intercession for them. And then finally this evening, he is the constant intercessor. The constant intercessor. You know, there is never a time when it is not right to go to the throne of God. There's never a time when it's not right to go to the throne of God to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Of course, if we are praying presumptuously and hypocritically, our prayers will not be heard. But I'm talking about coming as a sinner in humility, in repentance, by faith, trusted only in this wonderful high priest in heaven above, and there's never a wrong time to, never is it not right to come to the throne of God to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We need this daily. You know, it's not like God gives us in our life a cupboard of grace that we can say, well, I've got enough in grace in that cupboard now to last me through another 6 months, and then what I'll do is, when I see the stock level going a bit lower, I'll come to God for further grace to help in time of need. We need daily grace. God doesn't stockpile grace for us. We stand in his grace by salvation, but in terms of our walk with God, we need daily grace to help. We need to come to him each day. Lord, help me. Lord, be with me. It's a daily exercise. And so we know we have a constant intercessor. And the Lord says, watch and pray. Because of their infirmities and their vulnerability, he is the one who watches and prays now. He's watching you. And as you trust in him, he's praying for you, interceding for you, interceding for you. He's not praying for himself. He doesn't need to pray for himself. So who is Christ interceding for? He's interceding for sinners who come to him and trust in him. And he's watching. He's a faithful watchman. And he's watching. And he's interceding. He's the constant intercessor. Well, let us have faith and confidence in Jesus Christ, our great high priest. Robert Murray McShane said once, if I could hear Christ praying for me in the next room, I would not fear a million enemies. If I could hear Christ praying for me in the next room, I would not fear a million enemies. But this is what he goes on to say. Yet the distance makes no difference, because he's praying for me in heaven. It doesn't matter whether it's in the next room or in infinity in heaven above. The fact is that Jesus is interceding for sinners. And because of that, we can have boldness to come to the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. There is no other way to come than through the Lord Jesus Christ. John Calvin said once, God can listen to no prayers without the intercession of Christ. We come to God the Father through Christ the Son, with the enabling of the Holy Spirit, and the triune God is perfectly in harmony, united together, working on behalf of all those who put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast their profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen.